This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. No guests, no calls, and no real content.
All right, here we go. 5:03. We have reached a Friday morning. We head down the Jersey Shore as I'm sitting here in New York City and say good morning to Albert Jackson Dukes. What's up,
good
man?
Good morning, Jerry. It's a summer Friday
no,
once
not
again.
It's a summer for your ass. It's a summer Friday. Going
it's
down
actually,
to 58 degrees today.
It's going to be today during the day?
Falling temperatures today
what?
And rain and lots of rain.
Come on.
And wind.
Come on, man.
Enjoy that dog walk at 10:15.
I didn't know that, Jerry. I was like, this morning it felt like pretty nice
yeah,
out.
Today's
oh,
nice
yep,
out.
There you're right. 8 a.m. the rain starts
this
down
morning,
the Jersey Shore.
Nice and warm. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today is going to be horrendous.
Oh, I did not know that. Look at you. But you're ruining my summer Friday. 10 a.m.
Well, it's not
rain.
A summer Friday.
10 a.m., 100% rain. 11 a.m., 100%. 12, 1, 2. Oh, my gosh. You're right, Jerry.
Yeah, the whole day and night into tomorrow morning.
I'm gonna
happy
have to
weekend, Al.
I'm going to have to regroup. I'm just going to have to pull back here for a moment.
You know what you could do?
Take a look at the take a time out.
Why don't you sit in the condo and eat the whole bag of chips today?
Eat a whole bag of chips?
There
well,
you go.
Unfortunately, last time I was at the store, I decided I'm only going to buy one bag of chips to curb my my
how'd
addiction
that work?
To the chips. Well, it's good, but now I'm out of chips, and I've got a Friday where I've got lunch planned for in here, especially since it's going to be pouring rain out, and now I have no chips.
Correct. Sucks for you.
I'm going to have to call someone to deliver me chips.
Oh,
like one of them delivery
Uber
services.
Eats. Don't run to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Could you run and get me some chips
They'll
and
do
a
it.
Vanilla Cherry Coke
there
Zero?
You go. You
that
know
sounds
you
like
can
a delicious snack.
Yeah.
A Cherry Coke Vanilla Zero and chips.
Done.
Jerry, I hate to see good things happen to bad people, and I don't know that Le'Veon Bell is a bad person. He just seems a little bit douchey.
He's not going to play, though, much.
He's signing with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why? I don't understand
right,
why.
I don't know.
Like if you're Andy Reid, why?
Now, Andy Reid was asked about Le'Veon Bell earlier in the day before there was a signing, and there were a couple teams rumored. There were the Dolphins, there were the Bills, there were the Chiefs, and when someone asked him, he said that's up to the GM. So I don't know. I don't know that it was Andy Reid's call, but I'm sure they asked, hey, would you be interested in Le'Veon Bell? Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I really don't know why. I know why, like, screwball teams would sign Le'Veon Bell, because what else you got going on?
Absolutely.
But when you're the defending champs and looking like you're going to repeat Kansas City Chiefs, why?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. When I saw this, I saw it was down to the Dolphins, Bills, and Chiefs. I'm like, all right, well, he's not going to Kansas City, so it's going to be the Dolphins or the Bills.
Right.
Then the Bills dropped out. I'm like, I'm going to win the bet. I got the Dolphins. I took the Dolphins late.
Right, because the Bills didn't even make sense. Another team that doesn't need a screwball on it.
I agree. I thought for sure he was going to Miami at that point.
Right.
But whatever. I know what you're saying. He's going to a good team, and
yes,
they'll have success, and I guess the atmosphere will be better. But the thing about him is he wants to run the ball. He's not going to get 25 carries a game there. Maybe they think they can use him out of the backfield as a receiving running back, maybe, I guess.
They do love that swing pass.
He's not going to be an every down back. That's what he wants to be.
Yeah,
so
that was a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I don't like when guys get rewarded for forcing their way off teams. I know Gio brought this up with you yesterday. You know, Jamal Adams gets to go from the loser Jets to the Seahawks.
Yeah, that was a good one. That to me is a much better reference than Le'Veon Bell going to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Although, is Adams still hurt, though? I think he might be.
He is.
Yeah.
The only one that really, at the time, seemed like it worked out was Kareem Hunt getting thrown out of Kansas City and landing with the Browns. But now the Browns are good.
The Browns are good. Not at the time, but the Browns are
right,
good.
At the time, it looked cool, looked great. It looked like, huh, you went to one of the best franchises to a loser franchise. That's what I like to see.
I feel like you or me would be like bad GMs, because in a case like this, whether right. it was Jamal Adams or now, but this is barring no trade clauses and stuff like that.
Right.
But if it was me, I would have called up Jacksonville. You want Le'Veon Bell? We don't.
Right.
What will it take for you to take Le'Veon Bell?
You just take him.
We want your first round pick. Done. Get him the hell out of here into hell.
Right. Right. Send them to the worst place possible. Now, I did earlier in the day yesterday, the Bills had confirmed that they chatted with them. So, there's that, Jerry, but this is over.
Doesn't
now.
Matter. He's
it's
in
over.
Kansas City.
So, you're saying, so they have multiple good running backs over there in Kansas
City?
Well,
they got to get Edwards-Helaire, number one. I mean, just start there.
Oh, right.
Who was, you know, having a terrific season. I don't, whatever. He's where he is, where he is. He's there for whatever it is, 10, 12 games. So what? Move
if
on.
If you're one of those running backs, you're like, what the hell?
I also would have thought, yes, I am like that.
You
I also
are,
thought
if
it
you're
would have been
Kansas
fun
City.
Had he gone to Miami because the Jets play Miami Sunday.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
They should have traded. He should have signed with Miami, then asked
oh,
out of there after
he
the
have played those Sunday. My bad.
Oh, he's out?
Yeah. I didn't realize it took that long. But anyway, I thought that would have been cool for him to
that
go.
That would
there.
Have been cool.
But that's not where he is. So anyway, whatever.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, Eddie's Dolphins this week, favored for the very first time under Brian Flores.
They're playing the Jets.
They are playing the Jets.
Yeah.
I think it's up to 9.5, I
would
think.
Would you call the Jets
yesterday.
The worst team in the NFL right now?
I would.
Yeah,
I would
I
say
I would too.
I would even title them that. New York, like if I was doing a news story and you know, on the bottom where they put titles, it says New York Jets under it, I'd say worst team in football.
Yeah. I mean, worst look at personnel, you can certainly make that case, right?
What's the spread? Let me see, Jerry.
Well, I'm
see
taking the Jets for Sunday.
Let me see what the spread is. You are. You like the points.
I am. All I right. think I think the Jets are in this late somehow. I don't know all why. Right.
Jets are 9.5 points. They're getting 9.5.
Yeah, I'm in.
How about the Giants are giving 2.5?
Well,
they've
playing
won
Washington.
Zero games.
Yeah, but they're playing Washington.
Yep. I think the Giants straight up win that one.
I think they should straight up right? win this one. Yes, of course.
Hmm.
Look at us talking football on a Friday.
Breaking it down, Jerry. Our picks are coming up at 5:55.
So I'm just looking. So the Giants, Jets, Falcons, those are the three remaining winless
losers.
Teams. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the Jets are the one in most trouble. Because the Falcons, you feel like they'll figure it out at just a couple of things.
They're in Minnesota on Sunday, I believe, if they play, which I think they are. I remember all that stuff with the COVID
Corona.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know it turned out to be as bad as we thought it might be.
Yeah, so, actually.
Yes, actually.
I saw a lot of people criticizing Mr. Adam Schefter for his breaking news, 4 Falcons have Corona. It turned out to be one
coach, right?
Yeah, one person, not even a player.
Yeah. So that's good. That means, well, it's not good for him, but it means they should play on Sunday.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. Keep it going. Keep it rolling.
I guess Schefter isn't right all the time.
Well, you know what? Guys make mistakes.
My mistake. I apologize. Do you think he calls up and yells at his source who gave him that information? Like, you made me look like a jerk.
There could be a conversation.
He doesn't know that unless someone tells him that.
That is true. I don't think he's making it up, that's for sure.
I wonder who called him.
Because wasn't it at first it was multiple?
Multiple Falcons players.
Right? It was first they're shutting the facility down.
Shut it down.
For a positive test. Okay, wonderful. Then it's multiple people tested positive.
Multiples.
Then it was 4, and then it was 1 coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bad job.
The life we, that's what we're living in right now.
I'm looking at the spreads. In fact, that Jet game is the biggest spread of the week.
9.5.
9.5. Your largest spread of the week.
I'm taking the Jets.
Did you see Odell Beckham Jr. went home with an illness?
Yes, but they wouldn't say what kind.
Corona?
No, I don't know. No, not necessarily. Why do you say that?
I don't know, because everyone gets coronavirus now.
Maybe no, they don't. Maybe he had the runs. Maybe he just wanted to go home and
diarrhea.
Ask not to say anything.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I got diarrhea. Just say I'm sick. I got to go home. I'm not going to go to the bathroom in this facility. I need to go where my tushy system is.
Plus, if it was COVID, I think they have the obligation to at least say they have a player testing positive
for
COVID.
That's true, because then they'd have to shut down everything.
Yeah, they don't have to say that's what it is.
Right.
But I do think they have to make it known that they have that issue.
And it is becoming flu season, and with the new protocols
in
place, if you have a fever,
you have to stay home.
If you have a fever, you're out of there.
And that goes for us around here, too, when we're back.
Is that right?
No joke. Well, yes, it is now.
Hmm. So if you show up, you hit
I'm telling you right now, I'm not coming in anymore when I feel like that. Because to put, with what's going on, to put Eddie at risk,
right,
or Boomer, or G, or anybody, it just doesn't make any sense. And you can keep all that crap in your own head, Eddie. Don't tell me about staying home anymore.
Well, no, no, no. My old school, you know, take a Dayquil and
is over.
And show, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, there's been a shift. There's been a shift in Eddie's perception of sick days.
Well, with what's going on, for sure.
Mm. How about that changing in coronavirus world?
That's right.
A shift. So you think OBJ just had the runs, diarrhea or something?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying could have been.
That's your report.
No, I'm not. I'm not Adam Schefter. I'm not reporting anything. I'm saying I'm not jumping to conclusions and saying it's COVID related.
Could I report that and just say
no,
sources? But you're
you
my
can't.
Source, but don't tell anyone.
No,
it's early. No one's
what
listening.
What source
anyway.
Am I? I'm not in Cleveland. Call Adam the Bull or the Fox.
Ooh, I will call Adam the Bull. I don't know the Fox.
I'm Adam, and that's no
that's
Bull.
That's no Bull. Oh yeah, he's got the runs. That's me doing Adam the Bull. Gio's not the only one that does impressions around here. I do Adam the Bull. Ready? OBJ's got the runs.
That's
send
it?
Send him home from practice.
I'm not sure if you're doing Adam Gase or Adam the Bull.
I'm just doing a character, Jerry. I'm working on I'm developing characters over here.
Is that how you spend your Thursday?
Yes. That's how I spend my
most
past Thursday. Jerry, were you happy to see Dak Prescott looking all...
I was.
Happy and, you know, in good spirits.
I was.
Having just been through what he went through.
By the way, it just came down on the crawl on CBS Sports Network that Odell Beckham Jr. did not test positive for COVID-19.
Wow. See, so, other people were thinking like me.
There you go.
Sources say it was just diarrhea.
Just an illness. That's all.
Do you think I could talk somebody at CBS into running
no.
under the crawl that OBJ just had diarrhea?
No, I don't think you could. Mm-hmm.
What about our producer?
But I still
I tell him breaking
but I,
news.
But I would you should talk them into putting us on since we're watching instead a MMA fight from 3 years ago.
Yeah, put us on instead.
That's what you could talk them into.
What if CBS Sports Network put us on from 5 to 6, and in the corner they ran whatever programming they normally would run? So there'd be like you and I doing this, and the strongman competition is
so,
on the bottom right.
So
right.
Now you want us to become what you hate, alternate programming, while something else is
yes.
going on? No, 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 no. I don't think so. I want the whole screen.
That's the way to ease into it. Like, have strongman competition in the bottom right
no.
corner, and we're here doing this, and in the bottom right corner you see like a chubby guy from 1988 lifting a giant cement bowl.
Nor could be me, who knows. No, I'm good. I want the whole screen.
Okay, fair enough.
You want to run a Ford commercial, that's cool, do that.
Yeah,
but let's
yeah.
not run alternate programming someone else might watch.
I like when these places now they sneak the commercials in, like even Red Zone Channel, where they go, we're Octobox commercial free 7 hours of, and then they make a box on the screen with Amazon around.
But that
it.
Doesn't bother me though. It's because
yeah.
they're not going away from programming.
That's true, but it's still not commercial free.
It's not. But and even with the ESPN thing that bothers you, like to me, it doesn't faze me because I don't have to watch it.
Well, it only phases me because they're telling me they're commercial free, but they're not.
Well, they need to rephrase it.
Fake
commercial
news.
Break free.
Commercial, we're break free, yes.
That's break free because you're keeping the programming on. I think golf started doing that before anybody. I'm pretty sure CBS's golf coverage started doing that first. I thought it was brilliant because you would, you know, in golf, it wasn't even like you were, you know, they'd go to break and you were missing shots. I mean, they could have been, but at least now they would go to break on one side of the screen. And on the other side, you're watching the players talk, walking up the fairway, and you're not even watching the commercial.
Right.
And you're seeing a different side of the game that you otherwise wouldn't. I thought it was actually pretty good. So when we do our show on CBS Sports Network soon, mm-hmm. we can do it. They can sell it. No problem. Just keep us on the majority of the screen. But not, I don't need the big guys on the, no, we don't need that.
We don't need a strongman competition in the corner, screen in.
Listen,
screen.
I want to see two fat guys. I can look at myself and Eddie. We're good.
Just have you and Eddie move some things
that's
around the
it.
Office.
I mean, the two of us have enough weight to go around.
We can go get that stump that's still in
right, exactly. And we can toss it back and forth.
I would watch that. Let's get that going on our social media. Eddie versus Jerry strongman competition in the office.
That would
and
be
then
like one toss, and then one of us would be injured.
And have Boomer get involved.
No, because then we lose.
And you all got to do it shirtless.
He's 6'8". I don't want, no, I'm not interested in Boomer being involved in that.
All
come
right.
on now.
Fair enough, Jerry.
No, I'm not going to be shirtless. When I get the 8-pack, I'll go shirtless.
Muscular and shirtless.
Until then, no one needs to see this. I'm good. And if I want to see Eddie shirtless, I'll just look at the book you made.
Right, he did post shirtless.
Bob Dwyer and Rocco.
Rocco.
Shirtless.
Shirtless gentleman.
Was there someone else in that picture, too?
Bobby Dwyer was shirtless also.
I said that.
Oh.
It was just the three?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was...
Maybe I could tweet that out later.
Yeah. Nice throwback by the Friday.
Way, yeah, plus everyone's, was younger, therefore looking better. So it wouldn't be an embarrassing photo to put out. Everyone's in pretty good shape.
Is this true?
By the way, Big Jack on Twitter says NASCAR has been doing that for years as well with the commercials on the screen.
There you go.
Big Jack.
Not all that new. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. All right, we got to take a quick break. First break, warm-up show. Boomer is back. He'll be with G at 6. This portion of the warm-up show, sponsored by Burlington Stores. Hey, you've been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailer prices. And no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. Coming right back on the warm-up show.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Alan Jerry, now offering contact-free delivery.
Yeah, you can go get your chips and your vanilla Coke orange soda or whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. 5:24. It is a Friday, not a summer Friday, a fall Friday. It is weird to think. So we had our Zoom meeting with the boss yesterday. And when he asked me about working the day after Thanksgiving, it hit me. The year's almost over.
It hit you. We're almost at Thanksgiving.
And I'm like, wow, this is mid-October already. Like, what the hell? Ugh, crazy. That's how fast
I still call
it
a summer Friday, and I'm getting some support on social media for that.
How? High temperature today is 64, and we're at it right now. It's going down from here.
Patrick Johnston
says...
Hold
Patrick Johnson's ass for a second.
Johnston.
Him too. You said to me...
Yeah.
As long as the temperatures stay in the 70s, you can call it a summer Friday.
Correct.
We know we're going to be near 70 today. How do you go against your own theory?
I don't know, but Patrick Johnston says happy summer Friday.
And rain. So let's think about this. Rain, 100% chance.
100, right.
Right, that's what you said.
Yeah, for a couple out for like...
Temperatures falling into the 50s and no one there.
I had to get my snow boots on. I just heard a commercial from the traffic reporter, Karen Stewart, said get your snow blowers.
Snowblower.
Like,
what? She said what?
Get your snowblowers.
Snowblower.
Why?
As it was a commercial for Toro snowblowers.
Oh, okay.
Snowblower.
But they're right. If you wait till the first time it snows and you try to roll out there and get a snowblower, zero.
Yeah.
It's like when all the power went out for 3 days and people are like, let me go get a generator. What do you mean there's none left? Yeah, because everyone, you got to get them now.
Well, that's like the rock salt, too.
You got to get rock salt now. You got to put a shovel in your car now.
I'm happy to report I have all of that.
A shovel in your car?
I don't have the generator. That's the one thing I don't know. To me, it just seems like,
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, how often does the power go out?
Now, this summer, in August, it went out for like 5 days for us. For other people, a lot shorter. For other people, a lot longer. And that was long. I didn't think we would have something like that. But to me, I don't know. The snowblower is one thing. The rock salt, the shovel, all good with that stuff. I don't see...
Ice scraper.
I do have an ice scraper.
I do think it's funny that every year, like when the snow is coming or like we hear there's going to be a blizzard or something, the stores all sell out of shovels, ice scrapers. Where is your one from last year?
I guess they get rid of them.
Like I have a shovel that I've had since like 1983.
Yeah. I guess people...
It's same with an ice scraper.
I mean, in fairness, not everyone's. Because I had to buy a new shovel 2 years ago because the one we had cracked.
See, okay. But that's not happening often to people.
No, and I would think this should, because I bought a really good one. So this one I have now, I don't think I'll have to replace for another several years.
Sounds like you're bragging about the quality of the shovel you purchased.
It's a great shovel. It is a really good shovel. It's got like metal tread on the bottom.
Yeah.
It slides right through the eye. It's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? They should have ones that have a battery that heat up so that when you shove it into the snow,
I've always thought about this. We should have heated driveways.
Yes, heated driveways, heated streets.
Well, heated streets, I agree, but that would cost way too much money. But since now they're going to charge us on the Verrazano Bridge both in and out of Brooklyn, I think the highway should be heated.
Yeah, heat it up.
Has that started yet, by the way?
I have to check my Easy Pass. I believe it starts in January.
They're gonna get us both ways on a bridge?
Yeah, we had this conversation. I know you haven't driven in a long time.
Yeah.
But now they have changed it from, you know, only outbound to both inbound and outbound.
Inbound, outbound.
Yeah, boy, there's some guy fighting on the CBS Sports Network right now. He is putting on a show. He's dancing as opposed to fighting. It's actually pretty funny.
He's trying to tire out his opponent.
He's tiring himself out. You know what he just did? Do you remember in one of the Rocky movies where Apollo Creed wound his arm up?
Yeah, like Sugar Ray Leonard.
That's what he was just doing.
Remember, Sugar Ray Leonard would do that move.
Yeah,
and then boom, what I do is you circle motion the one arm, your opponent's looking at it, and then boom, you hit him with your other fist.
Pop him. That's right.
In the face.
That's pretty good.
I'm seeing New Jersey, Jerry, the state where you and I both reside. Eddie Scazzeri also resides there. Set a record for the month of September.
For betting.
For sports betting. They took in $758 million. Now, where does that go? Why do we have still taxes here?
Well, the state doesn't get it. The state gets taxes from that, but they don't get all that money.
But they get something out of that.
They get some of it. Of course they do. But listen,
they probably get a lot of it.
Does that shock you?
No, but it shocks me that I feel like I should have got a letter in the mail from the governor that said,
"You can don't pay your taxes this year. We're good."
Yeah, we're good. All this sports betting going on, all good. No one here in New Jersey's got to pay any taxes.
In case you were unaware, because you're living an isolated life, and a retired life right now.
Yes,
I have been since March for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I hate them. Think about how much revenue the state lost from no tolls for months and months and months.
That's
of no
true.
One driving into work.
Well, I need this 1 month of sports gambling.
They got a lot to make up, my man.
And then the weed thing will get passed maybe this time.
Weed?
More money.
Right. We're voting on weed this year, Jerry.
Right. So they'll go from a big deficit to some sort of a surplus maybe at some point.
Man.
Wouldn't that be nice?
This is going to be so great. The sports bettors, the weed smokers, they're gonna make it so my taxes go away here in New Jersey.
This is your type of society.
Yeah. This is like what the old Beatles song Taxman was about.
Betting a blunt.
They just tax everything, Jerry.
Well, they already are taxing everything.
They also said that of the $758 million by the way, when I was first seeing the headline of this story and I was typing it up to put on my show sheet, I was like, I thought it was $758 million for the year. I was like, well, that's a lot of money. Then I was like, oh, it's just September?
Yeah. Well, think about it. NFL, NBA, NHL, baseball, that's, you know, whether it's ratings, whether it's betting, this is the end result of all this.
Yeah.
Especially after months of really nothing. I mean, think about it. If you go back to May, we did segments, or I shouldn't say we, Boomer and Geo did segments about betting on darts from Russia.
Oh, right. And ping pong, and badminton.
I mean, are you serious? Yeah, we were serious. So, $758 million in September.
They also said 90% of it was done on a mobile device, which doing the math means only 10% was done in person at places like Atlantic City, the Meadowlands, that sort of thing.
Well, it was closed. Not September. September, they were open. I don't know if they're all open.
No, but you're right. Even if they're open, they can't let everyone in.
Right. But they, I mean, those casinos were
closed
all summer.
I take none of that into account. You're right.
So everything was done on the phone.
Hmm.
And I will tell you, I mean, I don't know about, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings, but I obviously, you know, I use the BetMGM.
Yeah.
The functionality of all these apps is so easy. Of course we're going to do it on our phone. So simple. Last night, I tried to do an Al Dukes. I tried a couple of prop bets.
Yeah.
And I had an argument with my son. He wanted Marcelo Zuna to hit a home run. I'm like, no. And he hit two of them. Moron. I'm going to stop listening to myself.
why wouldn't, when states look at this, right?
Yeah.
That New Jersey set a record $758 million. Why wouldn't other states go sign me up?
Because I think there are some people, or there's a lot of people, that think it's probably morally wrong still to bet. They think it creates sickness and addiction and stuff like that. That would be my guess.
Now in New Jersey, if we're voting on weed, Eddie, is that for can I then just go get weed if I want to, or it's medical marijuana?
I don't know if it. I thought medical was already cleared.
Oh, probably. So yeah. This is just like I could go into the store, Jerry, me, yeah, and Jerry could
right.
open up in a weed store,
like in Colorado. Or
yeah,
those other states.
I still thought you needed a pass for that.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know,
we can get Al some Stony Patch kids for a stocking this Christmas.
I'm still at 51. Never tried weed, but maybe I would want a gummy bear if it's legal and I know what's in it.
Yeah, weed might be good for you.
Weed,
actually.
Weed. Dude, oh my gosh! Imagine I just
take
like
a gummy before every show.
Hey, I'd be
dude,
the worst.
You want to talk to Boomer and Geo, man?
No. Take it before you go on Twitter.
Whatever, dude. Right when the callers call up and Boomer and Geo will be like, "Why'd you put that guy through?" Hey, man. I'm just, you know, he seemed like a good guy. And he's got some cool points about first down percentages, bro.
It'd be tremendous.
I just zone out eating full bags of Tostitos after I got the munchies.
Any more than you are now?
More than I have now.
I like when we're in the middle of a segment because we can watch you now.
Yeah.
And I'll see you laughing and yucking it up. And clearly you're on Twitter because you're on your phone.
No, when you see me on my phone, I'm glad you brought that up. When you see me on my phone, I'm sending the next commercial reads to Geo.
Okay.
My Twitter is up on my computer, so I can look
true?
At it without even anyone knowing.
Well, there's two things I've liked from the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Every day for the TV. A, seeing you on your phone. Now, I thought it was something else, but fair enough. You're telling me it's the commercial reads.
Yeah.
And just B, as we've discussed many times over, just seeing how often you stuff your face during right. the morning.
I'm eating a banana one break, apples another break, cookies
the
next break, Cheerios. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? It's good for you. So we're going to take a break.
When we
come back, but have we even, aside from Le'Veon Bell, have we even had a sports topic? This
yes.
is a weird day.
Yes, definitely. Here's the sports topics. We did sports betting in New Jersey. That's a topic. We did Dak. We did OBJ got diarrhea.
You mentioned that he put a video up.
Yeah. We have OBJ had diarrhea. Le'Veon Bell. So I would say almost too much sports, Jerry.
When we come back, we'll talk about Al's orange car. It's pretty funny.
No, I've got a rap battle story, and I've got what's my other story? Oh, the Ravens defensive coordinator story.
Oh yeah, the game show host.
Yeah,
5:34 warm up show till 6. Boomer and Geo. Then this portion sponsored by your local Mazda dealers. Every Mazda CUV comes with a suite of advanced safety features and are available with iActive all wheel drive, which will give you the confidence to go practically anywhere. Visit your local Mazda dealer for special offers, or visit MazdaUSA.com.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Al and Jerry, now offering curbside delivery.
Hi, 20 in front of 6. It's a Friday. We get you to Boomer and Geo, top of the hour. Al continues.
Yeah.
What else you got there, dude?
Jerry, the Ravens defensive.
Oh, real quick, before you do Wayne Martindale, just because you brought this up to me yesterday or the day before, that Netflix thing with the song lyrics.
Song Exploder, it's called.
So I watched the one with Alicia Keys. That's all right. And then I watched the one with R.E.M. Interesting.
Not great,
but interesting.
Well, here's the thing with this show. It's called Song Exploder. It was for years and still is a podcast, but they're now doing it as a Netflix series where the host picks a song and gets all the people involved from the band to discuss the song.
And I think there's five of them up there right now.
There's five of them up there right now, and five more are heading our way. I just saw a story about that. The problem with a show like that, though, is you have to really like the song.
I agree. I did not like the Alicia Keys song.
Right. That's why I don't know that song.
I didn't either.
So the REM Losing My Religion is a song I know. I don't love Losing My Religion, but I like it enough that I'm interested to hear about it.
And how it came about was cool. I do agree with that. What I found interesting watching it was how old they all look.
Yeah.
Like they you know, there's a lot of people. We were talking from 91 where you can see pictures. All right, they look a little older. That's fine. They look different.
Yes.
I didn't recognize any of them from when they were showing footage from the mid-90s to now.
Yeah, well, that was a cool episode, too, because with R.E.M., they're a bit reclusive. You know, you don't really see them out and about.
Well, how about they said, too, that they've never broken up, but they just don't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Right, they still go to dinner. I thought that the show was going to end with them performing the song because they kept showing, like, a studio, and I was like, oh, maybe they're going to get them all in there, and they're going to do Losing My Religion, but they didn't.
They did not.
Right, there's like an episode about a rap song I've never heard of.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an interesting concept, but I'm with you. Yeah. You kind of have to know the song to be interested in it.
Yeah, but it's called, if you're looking for it, Song Exploder on Netflix.
So there you go. I'm sorry. So you're talking about
Wink Martindale. No worries, Jerry. Wink Martindale, who's defensive coordinator for the Ravens, was furious with the Bengals head coach for a last-minute field goal down 27-0. So the Ravens were up 27-0. The Bengals go out there to kick a field goal.
Well, they wanted to cut it to three scores.
He thinks it was a Bush League move. I guess he wanted a shutout for his defense. But then guess what? Don't let them get in the field goal range, right, Jerry? That's what we say.
That is very true. I agree.
But he made it seem like we're remembering this the next time Ravens-Bengals goes down.
What I don't understand is why is it so insulting? I really don't know. I mean,
I don't get it either.
A shutout would be nice. There's no question about it. You won 27-3.
Right. He won a 27-0.
I think you made your point. You kicked their ass. Whatever. I don't get that. I mean, okay. If we want to be somewhat upset about it, fine. But to be screaming across the field and then to double down on it, like, come on.
Right. Why would you care whether you won 27-0 or 27-3?
Like, you should be on to the next game already at that point.
Yeah. Go all Bill Belichick. We're on to whoever we're playing next.
Or as you just said, stop him.
He's one making it seem time. Like... Now, I'm putting words into his mouth here, Jerry, so take the leap with me. He's making it seem like, Joe Burrow, you're in trouble next time we play in you.
Yeah, I would say that that's a leap.
A big leap?
I don't think he was yelling at Joe Burrow.
He's got to send a message, though, Jerry.
He's going to go Greg Williams on them.
Oh, put a bounty on Joe Burrow's head.
I don't think that that's going to happen. No, I don't think
so. Now, let me ask you this. If you're the Bengals in that situation, you're down 27-0, there's very little time remaining.
I wouldn't be kicking the field goal.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
Me neither. I'd heave it into the end zone, try to get a touchdown.
To me, at that point, I think it's more about just trying to execute different plays. I mean, the game's over.
And not get guys hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't... To me, what's the point of even kicking the field goal? There is none. But... Okay, you want to maybe listen, and I don't know this. Maybe their kicker struggled, and maybe that kick gives them confidence going forward. I don't know.
How about that?
We don't know what's going on.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? So that's why I'm not going to jump to conclusions on that one. That's just, to me, silly from Wink. But
Martindale?
Yeah, but you know what? That's what these guys do. They get all nuts on us.
Right, they get all jacked up. I also wonder why, like, you're not a video game player, but when...
Not real. I like Ms. Pac-Man.
Right, old school. Yep. But like when kids play Madden and adults, when adults play Madden, yep. the game, maybe your son does this as well.
They do.
There are certain times when you're getting your butt kicked in that game, even if it's like early in the third quarter, where you're going for it on fourth down, you're throwing bombs every play. I would love to see an actual NFL team try that. When you know they're not going to win, except...
Just start throwing the ball down the field on every play?
Yeah, every play. Shotgun. Right. On fourth down on your own 30, going for it.
Well, teams do go for it on their own 30 when they're down by a few scores in games. I mean,
but I would like to see like early third. We don't see that early third quarter because they feel like we can still come back.
Hey, listen, we got four downs. We're using them all.
Yes, right. Go just to treat it like a Madden game.
I think the problem with your theory is... that the coach doesn't want to get fired that day.
I would say, listen, team, at halftime, I'd call them in. We're losing 30-0. We're going all Madden video game here in the second half. Fourth down, we're going for it. We're throwing bombs. I'm picking the Hail Mary play every time.
How great would it be to see Adam Gase come out and throw four bombs on first and 10 from their own 25 on Sunday?
Right. Fourth down, own territory, bomb.
What do we got to lose?
Right.
I think 0-5 and people hate me.
I actually think if the Jets did that on Sunday, Monday morning, we'd get calls. People would be like, I appreciate the effort.
You might be right.
Just shotgunning it, no running plays.
But really, what does he have to lose?
Nothing.
No.
Right.
He's walking around like Rich Coat type part two right now. Go down in flames, my man. Have some fun.
I don't go to these games or the press conference afterwards, but if any of the beat writers are listening, if you could ask him if they lose again this week, go, why don't you next week just throw bombs every play? And never, no running, no punting,
right, we're
no
going
field
five
goals.
Wide on every play.
Right. We're dropping our kicker and punter this week and picking up extra wide receivers.
And we're going tackle eligible just in case nothing's open down the field. Yeah.
Five wide spread.
Where's Fant? Throw to him. Where's
Becton? That would really throw off a defensive coordinator on the other side.
Yes, it would.
Like whoever the Dolphin defensive coordinator is, be like, I don't know what they're doing. They're throwing bombs on every play.
You know what, one thing I never understood? You talk about that. I remember when the Patriots were like, I mean, they've always been great, but when they had that one, I don't think it was the unbeaten year. Maybe it was, but one of those Super Bowl years where they were just running through teams, which were many years. And I remember Mangini went up there with the Jets. And he did not have any on specific plays. There was no defensive formation or alignment. He just had guys. It was at Foxborough because I was there covering the game. He just had guys milling around. And you had no idea what they were doing. Like, why do teams not do that more often?
Yes, confusion. We need more confusion.
Like, you know what you're doing, but give the team a completely different look than anything you've put on film all year. And they don't do that. There's no creativity.
If the Jets fire Adam Gase, what if you and I take over?
I got the defense.
Defense? Okay.
And I can throw bombs all day.
Right. I already have the offense. I need a quarterback with a strong arm. I'd say, Sam, how far can you throw this ball? Because that's what we're doing.
I can throw it 75 yards.
If there's nobody open 80 yards deep, then I do, you know, throw it in the middle of the field like they do at the end of games when teams get into prevent defense.
Yeah. All right. In the middle, and then you start flicking the ball all over the place.
Yep.
That's another thing. That's a lost art. We got to get that play back in.
Where you flip the ball like to the guy behind you?
In the second quarter.
Yeah, yes. Right. Don't wait till it's the last play of the game.
How about
second
we start
quarter.
The game with it?
Hook and ladder. Almost every play.
I want the scrum play where you snap the ball and no one knows who has it. And seven guys are bent over just moving forward.
I can't believe the Jets are doing scrum play first play from scrimmage in this game.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Very desperate.
That would be fun, too. And you know, we might actually enjoy talking about the Jets then.
Yeah. Plus, the Red Zone channel would have to be like, I can't believe we have to go back to the Jets here again. It's the second quarter. They're throwing bombs on every play. Here, they're in the shotgun again.
You know, you're right about that. Think about this. The Red Zone channel, like last week we had it on, and I said to my son at one point, I'm like, have they even shown the Jets?
Right.
Because why would you? And he said, yeah, a couple times. Now, if you start with all these fun gimmicky plays,
yes,
we're going to see nothing but the Jets.
We're going to keep an eye on the Jets all day today. They're playing Madden video game style football. Blitz every play. On defense, just constant all-out blitzes.
What do you think of the chances we're 0-12 on Monday?
I think the Giants straight up win the game against Washington.
That would be something.
Yeah.
I do too, but you never know.
Justin Tuck told a story. I think it was on some sort of podcast, Jerry, as all things
podcast.
Are.
Oh, podcast? What are those?
He discussed the time where in the Giants locker room, they used to do rap battles. They would, you know, rap against each other.
Yeah, no, I remember we tried it here and it went horribly wrong. Yes,
you're familiar with rap battles,
yes.
Right? The movie with Eminem, 8 Mile, where
yes.
You... But I guess O.C. Umenyora, when he was a rookie... Or had just got his big deal after being a rookie. I didn't read the details, as you can tell. Anyway, he was the young guy in the locker room, and he took on Michael Strahan.
Rap battle.
And was dropping rap battle lyrics about Michael Strahan's then ex-wife, which evidently was supposed to be off the table in these rap battles.
Rap battle? I would say yes. The wives should be off limits. Yes.
Justin Tuck said that OC was trying to like be like, I'm the new guy. Strahan, you're the old guy here.
Wow.
I'm taking over. But Justin Tuck says that he thinks overall Michael Strahan won the rap battle because he was discussing how, in his rap, how the money he's given to his ex-wife is more than OC makes, even with his new
I like
big
that.
Deal.
Very well done.
Rap battle.
Very well done.
I was, you think I you could do a rap battle?
No, I couldn't. I wonder if they still like each other.
OC and Strahan?
Or if something like that completely sours the relationship.
Michael, do you still speak with OC? No, that rap battle really tore us apart.
Listen, you never know. There are certain little phrases that you don't think mean anything mean something big to others.
Remember before Michael Strahan got the job with Kelly or Regis, whoever he's working with?
Well, he's on Good Morning America now, isn't he?
In Good Morning America, yeah.
That, he's not with Kelly anymore. Kelly and Ryan.
And Regis has passed, unfortunately, so he can't do that show. That he and his wife, when they were going through that crazy divorce, that was on like the front page of the papers every day.
Yeah.
In New York.
It was ugly.
That was a crazy, ugly battle.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
And some nasty things came out.
And
about,
he has really bounced back well, hasn't he?
He has bounced back incredible. Housewives and women and men and kids and pets, they all love Michael Strahan.
Do you?
Now. No, because I actually think back to those papers and be like, this is a crazy thing. They were putting GPSs on each other's cars. They were throwing their belongings on the front
that
lawn.
I remember that story. I remember,
man.
Yeah, that's something out
it
of a movie.
Ugly. Yeah, it got ugly.
Yeah, well, you know what? Rap what is battle. It? 54% of marriages end up in divorce.
Yeah,
usually they're not pretty.
They know, right? They normally don't end the way Tarek and Christina from HGTV did.
No,
I watched the whole. There was a marathon on last night of them divorced working together. It was interesting.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I think they were contractually obligated for that, too, though.
And she was dressing extra sexy, I think, to try to show him, like,
what?
Look at what you're missing out on. And then he was dressing
but he
sexy
married
as
twin.
Well.
What more are we talking about here?
This was probably before that, though, when they were just freshly divorced.
Ah, got it. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up on 6 o'clock, Boomer NGO, top of the hour. This portion sponsored by our Tri-State Mercedes dealers. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event is going on now through November 2nd. Visit mbusa.com or your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for available inventory and limited time offers. Right now, a radio.com Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence reacting to the hiring of Tyronn Lue in L.A.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, approaching 6 o'clock in Boomer and Geo. Then Astros beat the Rays 4-3. Not dead yet. Carlos Correa, game-winning home run, and the Braves pounding the Dodgers 10-2. So you got Atlanta up 3-1 there. What else, Al?
Jerry, there was a celebration, you could say, when the Lakers won the championship.
Yeah.
You know, people when teams win a championship, people in the city go crazy and take to the streets and smash things. And I've never really understood that.
No, you know, it didn't happen though when the Giants won. But you're right; that does happen all over. Remember when the Eagles won? They destroyed Philly.
Right. Like, if I lived in a city, I would never want my team to win a championship.
Agreed.
Because people will destroy they just take to the streets to celebrate, I guess, but. One fellow went to celebrate the Lakers' win and ended up losing an eyeball.
Oh, God.
I bet
how
that
so?
Wasn't on the... I don't know. I guess he got some sort of trouble there. And
oh, boy.
Came home one eyeball short.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I don't get not the whole eyeball thing. But, you know, like, your team wins. So that's the impulse? Let's go run out onto the streets and start doing it? Does that make any
very
sense
strange.
To me? Yeah, very weird. But not
they,
for me.
They did it... in Vancouver, really bad when the Canucks won a number of years ago.
You better hope Bradley Beach High School doesn't win the football
right.
championship. They're going to be parading right in front of
That's
your condo.
What I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Better look out.
I would never take to the streets to celebrate a championship. I'd be too worried I was going to come home one eyeball short like this fellow.
Well, that certainly could be the case now, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You might be the smartest man in the room.
Thank
just,
you.
Just hibernate.
Hide.
Of course, you're the only person in the room, just for the record.
Well. I have a dog here
you
as well.
You and a dog. Well, that's a
me
dog.
And a dog.
You're not a dog.
Meta World Peace did it the right way, Jerry. He
Meta
celebrated.
We're still calling him that?
Yeah. He celebrated by smoking 10 blunts, he says. Blunts. Blunts, Jerry, are larger joints.
That's what you should do when it becomes
New York
legal.
Sports comes to life on The Fan.